See, God called me to preach. I'm about ready to be licensed. I have my master's in Christian counseling. I'm in seminary now working on my master's in divinity. Because that's what he said, surrender. You've been running too. This is just my story. It ain't got to be your story. It ain't yours. Your story, he may want you to be a janitor. Surrender. Get your mouth. And be the best janitor you can be. Nigga, mouth. Nigga, mouth. There's a blessing in your mopping. But he called me to do what he wants me to do. And he don't tell me to stop making meetings. One, I ain't retarded. Two, they don't understand. Word esoteric, symbol, understood by a small group or the specially initiated. There are things that go on in Narcotics Anonymous that cannot be explained. Me and Brahim was doing an anniversary in South Philly last week. It is unexplainable to the world how you can have a Muslim brother and a Christian brother at the same table talking about the same love. In the world, they can't figure out how to have peace. Right now, we have Caucasians, African Americans, some Spanish people. I ain't seen the Chinese person, but they somewhere up in here. Sitting in the same room talking about the same love. And we get caught up in addicts that we don't look at the dichotomy of what's happening here. That's a good word. I was going to pop that sometime. We get so caught up in the vicissitudes of life that we don't appreciate the blessings. I is a master's degree. But when you start to do what God wants you to do, people start to talk about you in the meetings. I ain't trying to tell you what to do. I'm telling you what he told me himself. Well, how did you hear God? Well, if you talk to him enough, you will hear him. You can't hear nobody that you don't conversate with. And you begin to hear him in a clarion, clear voice. Go where I want you to go. Leatherstep talks about intuitive. There's something built inside of all of us that God has placed there. It's the same voice that told us when we was about ready to make a bad move, that's going to be a bad move, but we made the move anyway. Whose voice do you think that was? It wasn't yours. So he said, go do what I want you to do. And it's scary. Because I'm in a relationship. And I'm trying to do what I'm scared that if I do what my mind tells me to do, which is everybody who's not of the male specimen species, anybody, because there are days that everybody look good to me, easy. I don't care. Fat, one eye, cock-eyed, one leg, I don't care. There's some nights that they all look good. Women, y'all had them nights too, and y'all said a dude walking like this, but when you messed up on everything, you know, I think I can make that work. I can straighten that leg out. I can do something. And you hold on. Deny yourself. When you move from counterfeit surrender to real surrender, that means I have to deny myself. It's easy for me to say no to you. It's difficult for me to say no to me. Because I'll be talking to God like this. Why? Why you using me? Why? You know I ain't right. You know I'm trifling. You know my mind be thinking nasty all the time. I don't know. He say, shut up. It ain't about you. I know you trifling. That's why I want to use you. Because if I can use you, people can see you. No, I transform you. Because transformation is a deep peace. Because transformation is different than change. We got too many people trying to change up in here and not transform. See, transformation comes from the root word metaphor in Greek, which the word metamorphosis comes from. And a metamorphosis is something that changes from one stage to another in a totally different change. That is, a tadpole changing into a frog can never change back into a tadpole. A caterpillar changing into a butterfly could never change back into a caterpillar. That's transformation. So there are just some things in my life He's transformed, I just don't do no more. And there are other things that in my life I just don't do as much. So I surrender, man. That's right, Lord, lower the lights. We need a visual. And so I'm going through this walk, man, and sometimes I just don't believe it. Because everybody is just waiting for me to do my initial sermon. I mean, my whole church. I go to church, we have over 9,000 people. I preached last year on Good Friday, and I ain't going to say I blew the roof off the place, but I blew the roof off. Only because I came to Narcotics Anonymous March 10th, 1988, and y'all taught me how to study. I was telling Brian, I said, you got too many people that read the literature and don't study it.
That's right.
When you study the literature, you see in the beginning it says that this book deals with spiritual matters. But people miss that part of the book because they try to fulfill themselves with everything but spiritual matters. And the second step talks about there's a void that's left from the first step, and it's a vacuum. And if you know anything about a vacuum cleaner, what a vacuum cleaner does is suck things out. So every time you get something that you think that's going to fulfill you, that only God can, he sucks it out. Oh, you think the job is better than me? Suck it out. You think that man is better than me? He sucks it out. And he'll continue to keep sucking things out of you till you surrender to the fact that ain't nothing going to fulfill you based off of what our literature talks about, but a God of your understanding. We receive our recovery from the God of our understanding. It could be the group, the program, or we can call it God. We make a decision to turn our will and lives over to the care of God. We admit to God. We become entirely ready to have God. We humbly ask him, which is a connotation to God in 6 and 7. We sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious, not subconscious or unconscious, contact with God. Second, tradition. God is the ultimate authority. Welcome to the Narcotics Anonymous pamphlet. You will hear God mentioned in our meetings. What we are referring to is a power greater than ourselves that makes possible what seems impossible. Now, if I got into the history of 12-step fellowship, I can tell you what the 12-step fellowships are based off of. Historically. But we got 12 traditions now. So I know for me, when he talks to me, I don't know about you. If he say go, I got to go. I don't care what, if he say, Brian, I want you to build a boat in the middle of Broad Street, a boat, build a boat, nigga. I say, build a boat, I'm going to build a boat. He might walk past, Brian, what you building? A boat, nigga. God said, build a boat. And I'm just going to build a boat. I know I look crazy, but if he said do it, I'm going to do it. Glad he ain't told me that. It'd be difficult. I might have to build the boat. But the one part of God's will, too, is laughter, because a lot of times we miss that. And that's why I love Mel, too, because it says, look, like, you know, part of God's will for us is to love ourselves and others, to laugh. Says in the Step Working God that one of the best ways of exemplifying God's will is a sense of humor. That's in the book. That's in that book he got there that he don't want called Flat. It's in the Step Working God. Twelfth Step in the Works How and Why says each of us has a one of a kind personality that's sure to be an attraction to many. Some of us have a sparkling sense of humor which may reach someone in despair. You know, because sometimes we think of people just trying. I share because that's how I talk. You know, people let me. I'll be at work, church, wherever I'm at, people laughing. Because I done lived the rough side of my first life. I'll be damned if I'm going to live the back side of my life rough. I'm going to smile. I'm going to laugh. I'm going, if you mad, depressed, and drama, messed up, all that, that's on you. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Because I could wake up every day and find something to be grateful for and smile about, even when stuff ain't going right. What makes you think that stuff got to be going right for you to say, God, thank you? Because we get caught up. When we get caught up, you know, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. And sometimes people say that in a counterfeit fashion because God is only good and it's predicated based on good things happening in their life. That's when they can come to meetings. God is good. But then the best ones is when you can come to a meeting when all hell is breaking loose in your life and you can say, God is still good. Because I'm just happy. I always tell people, I tell people, at my job, I say, I'm just happy to be amongst the number. I'm happy to be amongst the living. I ain't got everything in the world. I ain't got the Lexus. I ain't got the big crib. I got a little apartment that looked like somebody dropped a bomb in there. That's why I don't even invite people over, because that means I got to straighten up. I like my drawers on the computer if I want to leave them there. I don't know, you dress straightening stuff up because you coming in. I got stuff all over the place. I got a bunch of clothes, a bunch of shoes, man. I like that. It's mine. Because the 11th step says again, you must learn to find great joy and beauty in your surroundings. So if you're living in a recovery house, find great joy and beauty in that. Then God may give you a room. Find great joy and beauty in the room. Then God gives you an apartment, an efficiency, where you can spin around and show people the whole place. Find great joy and beauty in that. Then you may move into a one-bedroom apartment. Find great joy and beauty in that. Because if you can't bless them and praise them in the small stuff, because you talked about it easy. I mean, I was feeling that. How we are blessed so much. And sometimes without our cooperation. It's called prevenient grace. He just gives it to you just because he wants to. Then when you move out the way, there's another type of grace that he just drops on you even more. Because of your participation. But God is an equal opportunity blesser. But the problem is, people up in here, no, this right here, don't recognize how blessed they are because they're looking at yours. And when they're looking at yours, they not appreciating theirs. When I go to Easy's and them, and I be looking at their stuff, when I go to people's houses, their houses be nice. It's almost time. All right, cool. Okay. these sticky joints. And I go to their houses. I say, thank God for your blessing. People pull up in new cars and stuff like that. Thank God for your blessing. Ain't no hating me over your blessing. Because the more I thank God for your blessing, my blessing is coming. But as long as you hate on other people's blessings, yours is not coming. Matter of fact, it done came. But you looking in this direction. It done dropped over here. By the time you turn over here, you're back in his business. Yours done dropped behind you. So I don't know if I shared on the counterfeit stuff. I get up here, it's 12 o'clock at night. Ain't nobody got time to be thinking nothing clever. Because I was trying to think of something. Let me see, counterfeit. Something that appears real. That would be 75% of the relationships in Narcotics Anonymous. But God didn't want me to tell y'all that. Because that might hurt somebody's feelings. And I'm by myself and I'm happy. And some people try to figure out, how can you be happy by yourself? Because I ain't by myself when you really look at who I'm with. And when he's preparing me to be a husband, he's not going to allow me to mess that up. I desire to be with somebody, but I'm not fit right now.
Help somebody.
And some people don't have enough courage and guts to say they just ain't fit. Then they don't want to be by themselves because they're scared to be lonely, but they claim they have God. Back to the practical atheism again. Because if you got God, then you got more than enough. And some people can't be by themselves. I love watching television without somebody talking. When I go home, everybody home. When I leave out, everybody left. Thanks for letting me share.
I want to thank Brian, y'all, for a good meeting, y'all. All right, our next speaker, please don't leave because the show is just beginning. Our next speaker, you know, I got a friend named Irk J that I can't stand sometimes, but I love him dearly. And if you got a friend named Irk J, you're going to learn everybody there is to know in Narcotics Anonymous. Philly in the house, so what I want to know now is New York in the house. Because our next speaker, Irk stopped his car one day and put out a tape and put his tape in, and he said something. He said, they say one is too many, so why did they not stop right there? Instead of saying 1,000 is never enough. Because they already said is one is too many. So our next speaker is, without further ado, I give y'all Melvin C.
Hello, y'all. I'm Addict Named Mo. I want to congratulate all addicts staying clean just for today. You know, I'm a member of the We Have a Dream group of Narcotics Anonymous. We meet on 126th Street between Old Broadway and Amsterdam. That's right across the street from the precinct. In case anybody act up. And they told me when I got clean to get a home group, not a home boy or a home girl. I mention that every time I'm asked to share my experience, strength, and hope. You know, I stand before you tonight amazed that I accepted this commitment. The truth be told, I'm usually asleep. Because let me tell y'all this, right? As a direct result of my life, I don't have to be out at night. I have difficulty with my vision. And I'm not going to be out without no guidance. And most of them friends got girlfriends. So they be home at night too. So I won't be out with nobody to guide me and can't see. You know, the topic is the counterfeit series. And I was thinking about how God, you know, in our symbol, it talks about a universal and total program that has room within it for all manifestations of the recovering person. And if that's too much to understand, what comes around goes around. A complete circle. Whole. And about 9 years ago, me and Brian, you know, we talk about a counterfeit series here. Me and Brian did one of the first three speaker panels in Narcotics Anonymous. We weren't the first speakers. We were the first three panel speakers. So if anything is counterfeit, is this motherfucking me. Because I am the original. Look, man, we talk about counterfeit faith. That's what they gave me. Right? They gave me counterfeit faith, right? And Eric, you know, Eric said, you know, because like when you make meetings and you talk to other addicts, people see your process. You know, you can't process your process at home. So by processing in this program and showing up in spite of how I feel and the way that I think, people give me enough courage to come and talk about what a lot of people don't want to talk about, which is myself. I'm not here to talk about nobody else. Counterfeit, right? Check this out. If you go to the bank and you cash your check and they give you some money that ain't real, when you go to spend it, it's going to be non-void. And they're going to tell you some shit about how this ain't real. And you might get it from an establishment that manufactures money. So I was talking with my sponsees. And I was talking about how when we talk about counterfeit faith, that there's something happens in this program, you know, it's called thievery. And it's something about a thief. Right? We're talking about counterfeit here. I've been clean long enough to know through my personal experience that there are some people. Brian talked about some and most. There are some people. Look, anybody who's ever been robbed got robbed by somebody they know. Because a thief will not rob nobody who don't know the values. So some people might get up under you because of your value just to steal what you got. Ain't willing to work for it. Because they think they can get this by osmosis. Real faith is traveling in the midst of the storm in spite of how you feel or think. No matter what your condition is, you gotta know. You gotta believe. See, a lot of times I've come just because I believe. I don't always know the results, but I believe that I'll find them in our meetings. The other day, I needed to go to a commitment. And everybody that I associate myself with was busy. Couldn't get a ride. I went to the meeting. 19 years clean. Raised my hand and said, I need a ride. I believe in the program. They said, lean on the program. How can you say that you love a program that you don't believe in? You don't trust the process. Image and ego will block you from getting to the principles. I hear people talking about working steps, but what about practicing the principles? The principles in trust. I trusted Narcotics Anonymous. I went to the meeting.
That's right.
Asked Narcotics Anonymous to take me to Narcotics Anonymous. By the end of the meeting, I had 5 different people going. I don't know about y'all. I believe in narcotics so much, I try not to miss no days. Jokers be talking about how many meetings you make. Dude, when I got clean, dude from Brooklyn told me, because, you know, it's a big thing about how many meetings we should make around here. Some people go. Some people got a schedule. Some people don't go. So I asked the dude, like, look, man, how many meetings do I got to make? He said, Melvin, for you, I want you to go till I tell you to stop. That motherfucker died in 1988. So he never told me to stop coming. Yo, this program is so awesome. It is so awesome. I stand before you sometimes in my fractured personality. Scared little boy in a big boy's program. Afraid to tell you the truth because sometimes niggas ain't telling the truth. My disease say, why the fuck you gotta tell? Ain't nobody else telling. See, but when you believe, it's something about when you believe. When you believe, you say sometimes to yourself that it don't matter who's not telling, you got to tell first. Because I get a direction from somebody. I've been charged with a responsibility. And it don't matter about the secondary. God has to send me out first. Sometimes it don't feel good being charged with this responsibility they call being a man. Because I want to be a little boy in a big boy's program. But you got to man up in here. You got to believe that being a man amongst this process going to take some character building. It's going to take the ability to disagree amongst people who believe the way they believe. I ain't got to believe the way you believe. Because I'm a man of my own. And I got charged with a responsibility by somebody, not by all of you. So I get a little twisted when you try to make me believe. I got some people in my life, man, who believe in me and wants to help me in my recovery. People say the newcomer is the most important person in all our meetings.
That's right.
But how many of y'all really roll with them? Okay. Y'all want to talk to them. Y'all want to tell them what to do. But do you roll with them? Do you listen to what they got to say? Because believe it or not, let me just share this. Easy talk about a dude named Mr. King. Mr. King told me that a broken clock is right 2 times a day. And that shit ain't even working. So no matter what, somebody gonna make sense twice if you open. If you open. I've been rolling with some newcomers, man, and we've been talking about the symbol. Right? Now, I don't know about you guys, but it would be counterfeit to me if I don't tell the newcomer what they told me. They'll fuck around and tell me what I should have told them. That's why I believe in the whole program. Not just the parts that benefit me.
Right.
Can you roll with the newcomer? Right? And give them the program in spite of what people are going to tell you. When you're charged with this responsibility, you got to love until it hurts. Because I get a lot of... Let me just say this. God charged me with a newcomer. Right? Young lady. And the people in the program. The program that I believe in. Start saying little shit. Because of their inability to practice principles. They believe that I will do what they do. But the truth is, I love this program so much that I will take a risk at doing something that's not popular. Because I don't want to fit in. My life is on the line. This ain't no fucking joke. Why the fuck you come to meetings? Yeah, I laugh. I have a good time. Because I know
what it's like not to have a good time.
Yeah.
And I teach the newcomer, don't use and have some fun. The program is about living and enjoying life without the use of drugs. Enjoy your life. Don't let nobody tell you what you should be doing. They finished doing what the fuck they wanted to do. Now they want to tell you what you shouldn't do. Fuck them. That, like, on my journey of recovery, I believe I tell my best friend daddy all the time, there are some people who need a fuck you. Only reason why I'm saying that because you got people who got clean after you.
Right.
Who tell you stuff like you think you know everything. I said, motherfucker, if you did what I did, you would know something too. Don't get mad at me because I got clean when I did. You know, people ain't going to tell you they're jealous of you. The proof is shown in the way people react to you. The way they talk to you. They say little shit about how they feel. See, what some things about the truth is that once you say it, you can't take it back.
That's right.
So I listen to people. You know, my eyesight started getting bad. But like when you lose one of your senses, what happens is the other part of your senses increase. Because now I might not be able to see, but I gotta listen to where I'm going. So if I can listen to where I'm going, I can understand where the fuck you coming from. Because lack of eyesight brings insight. I've been coming to meetings long enough that, okay, I've read the literature. Now, check this out. Where is that now? It's in my heart. The basic text is a scroll in my spirit. Because I believe that all the investment that I put into the program for 19 years give me the opportunity to walk by faith and not by sight. I still need to be led around. But I don't have to be fucked around. Because I'm having a real difficult time in my process. It is a scary feeling not knowing how to see. There are people who do stuff to me, and I know they don't know no better, but it is disheartening. People come to me, they stand before me, look at me in my face and say, can you see me? They know I'm struggling with my eyesight. But let me share this. There are some people who come to me and they say, Melvin, you can see. But let me tell you, the only reason why I understand and know who you are is because of the 11th step. Look, in the 11th step, it talks about you will intuitively know. Now, there are some people who I talk to on a regular basis, and that's the intuition and the relationship that we got is because we talk. When we talk, I get an understanding of what your voice sounds like. intuitively, we got a relationship. So when you stand before me, all you got to do is open your mouth and I know who you are. Sometimes because of your presence, I intuitively know who you are. So if you're not intuitively with me, I don't know who you are. So maybe you need to step your game up and stop asking dumb shit. And get in line. Because I kind of believe that this program is a setup. It helps me because I don't know. See, I'm the kind of addict that won't come on my own. God says, I'm going to take everything for you so you can come to me because I got some work for you to do. See, some people say, yeah, this ain't about this, it ain't about that. But when you got a relationship with God, you can show what it's about. You ain't got to preach God. You ain't got to say God 99 times to prove you got a relationship with him. The proof of these steps is shown in the way we live, not how we sound. You can get up here and share like Shakespeare. But where is your love for the program and other people? I don't have difficulties with people in the program.
I know that's right.
A lot of people who know me know I got true love and concern for this program and this process. And I stand on principle. And I, you know, let me just say this. I believe in the program so much that I would do anything for Narcotics Anonymous. I'm accused at home for loving this program more than I love them.
Okay.
And it's true. Cost me about $50 just to get the fuck out of the house tonight. And it costs nothing to join this fellowship. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. With it, miracles happen. And without it, you are doomed. I want to tell a newcomer, don't stay new. Begin to find out how the program works. And I want to say to the people that got more time than newcomers, newcomers don't mean stupid. Newcomers can teach you just like you can teach them. Now, check this out. Now, what if, for instance, I believed that I was that arrogant that I didn't have to help the newcomer? Who would be guiding me this weekend? I got two newcomers in my room. I show them how the program works. And guess what they show me? How they can work with the program. Because we talk about counterfeit faith. They don't believe yet. They coming to me and asking me to show them how to believe and have faith in something that they aren't sure about yet. So what I got to do to them, I got to be the example, not talk about the example. Because sometimes the old timers is the only basic text the newcomer going to see. How am I living? I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about I am living to the best of my ability. My ability ain't got to be yours. I am having such a good time. I was talking to my girl on the phone, and she told me, she said, shake a leg. let me share this, because like if you got people in your home that are with you and they not supporting you, then you need to take a look at what you're doing. Because it was a time when I left the house and I would be going to do a commitment, and she used to say shit like, you need to tell the people while you going to share how you don't take out the motherfucking garbage. Well, I get up here and talk about all the principles, and I have my girl would have to put the garbage by the door, and I'll be so arrogant about taking the garbage out, I walk right by it. But I got a program. So I had to do little things. And you see, God is so funny. He'll bring you full circle. He'll bring you full circle in this program. You know, we talk about we believe and we got faith, but how about in the midst of the storm?
Right.
2 months ago, they told me on my job that I was incapable of working in patient care anymore because of my eyesight. Do you believe when your finances are affected?
Come on.
Yeah, we talk about faith. Faith is good when you got money. Because I always say, sometimes you need a hug and sometimes you need a honey. Since December 27th, I haven't had a check from nobody. And all my bills are paid. Because I use the program, because I'm a member of a group that I attend business meetings. And one of the things we do at all business meetings is the first thing we do is make sure we got prudent reserve. So I've been operating off my prudent reserve. But what happens when you get down to that last $200?
Right, right.
Do you believe now? I was telling a friend, I hadn't got a check since this February 27th. And then I opened up the mailbox in March, and I got a rebate check from one of my credit cards. And the check was for $8. Now, I've been talking to God, and I've been sharing with him about not getting the check. But what happens is when you pray to God, you got to be persistent. Yeah, y'all said we don't pray for specifics. That's your relationship. Because I told God I hadn't got a check. He sent me one. And told me to shut up. And the next time you talk to me, be specific. So I can no longer say I ain't get a check. I just say, ask him how much I need it. So I am like rocking and rolling, because now I have to take my lifestyle down. Bring it down a notch. As you can see, I like nice shit. I got nice shit. Diamonds aren't just a girl's best friend. grateful that my shit is paid for. Through the work and effort of the program of Narcotics Anonymous, I denied myself some things to get what I want. You got to say no to yourself in this process. Some people talk about people's blessings. I am grateful to be amongst the blessings. See, when you are charged by this responsibility they call Narcotics Anonymous, people who get blessed want to share their blessings with somebody they know would appreciate, not hate on them. People like Easy invite me to their house because they don't just want to show off. They want to show me. See, I don't mind being at Easy House. So what? I don't have a whole lot of shit, but I'm grateful to be in his shit. I can share with somebody in the program, right? I can share with somebody in the program about Easy shit. So you don't believe me? Talk to Easy. You know, because sometimes Easy be saying, bring your woman. I said, I'll bring somebody who believes. You know, I want to say, right, that I struggle with my family. The last time I was down in Philly, I was sharing with people about the fear of getting sick and not feeling like my family would take care of me. I had to have faith. Because the day they asked me to step off my job, I had to come home to my family and tell them. That I'm no longer going to be the provider of this house. Now, do I believe in the program? And in what the principles say? The first thing happened when I shared that with my kids. My son, who hadn't been working in 2 years, got a job. And told me, I'm going to hold you down. Because they believe that I'm going to be all right. See, a lot of us get clean and we don't want to take care of ourselves. Yeah, we put on new shit, but are we physically fit? A lot of people don't want to go to the doctor. A lot of people is clean and ain't got insurance. Some people just got jobs. But I talked to some girls in the program. They said they want a nigga with benefits. So let me share this, that ever since I've been six, I haven't spent not $1 on a doctor visit or medication as a direct result of the benefits of my job. I belong to a union that's the only union left that has zero co-payments. I don't pay nothing for medicine. But do I believe that I'm going to be all right? No, because when I go to the doctor, I just stack up on shit. Because, sometimes I don't believe I'm going to have what I need to take care of myself. I have to take medication. They had me, shooting insulin when I didn't even need it. It got so bad that I was shooting insulin and it fucked up my intestines. Do you believe in God when things are not going well? It's something when you physically know that you struggle every day. Illness and recovery. People say, yeah, well, I want to thank you because, you know, of you being a predecessor and showing us how the program works. I ask God sometimes, can you use some fucking body else? Because I've been charged with this responsibility, and sometimes holding this responsibility takes great courage. Big time resiliency. A great emotional effort. I have to remove the mental obsessions just to walk through. It's not going through, it's getting through. Ain't nothing counterfeit, right? Ain't nothing counterfeit when you believe. I come every day because I believe that those who make meetings regularly stay clean. Now, how you going to tell the newcomer to go to meetings and you don't show up? This ain't a program where we say, do as I say, not as I do. I'm having a good time being clean. I don't care what the fuck go on with me. My sponsor told me, he said, boy, if you lose everything,
come on, here you go,
and you don't get high, you have just enough to start over. I believe. That I'm going to be all right. Because you know what? I'm all right now. For some people, they think that not having eyesight is a struggle. Check this out. The struggle is not having eyesight with no guidance. I got a wonderful fellowship. I got a lot of people that love me. I'm talking about really love me. A girl walked up on me. I'm going to shut this down in a minute. The girl walked up on me and started crying. She said, Melvin, if there's anything that I can do for you, don't hesitate to call me. Because you have saved my life. Where are you going to get that from? If you ain't touching a heart, or saving a life, you need to reconsider your membership. Because this is a life-saving message.
That's right.
When you take on the responsibility of carrying the Narcotics Anonymous message, this is just the beginning. You got to walk the walk. You have to be approachable up here when you step from behind here. This ain't me talking to you. This is me showing you. Walk the walk. Like them kids say, walk it out. So I just want to say to the Narcotics Anonymous program, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, bro.